Pizza, check.
Hot dog,
check.
Ice cream with fruit in it,
check.
So I don't know what else you need for a balanced meal.
Check.
Welcome to the Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying. Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Fallon.
Want to go to the store?
Sure.
Do you have a membership?
No. I shop where all are welcome.
Well, too bad. Can't come with me because I'm going to Costco.
You should be a scriptwriter, Fal.
I should. I had improv last night and I got on stage for the first time.
Wait, you've never gotten on stage for improv class?
No.
You've been doing it for a long time.
I know, but this is the first time I've been able to actually do like a showcase on stage.
So what do you normally do then every week?
It's just in class, just like in a room, just in a classroom.
Oh.
But this is like in front of an audience on the stage.
So do you have like a now I need to be on stage all the time feeling?
Yeah.
Just I on got a high?
The bug. Yeah. I'm like, get me on the stage.
Well, that was
improv.
That was improv a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, people, we are talking Costco snacks.
Yep, she got it. I didn't know if you were going to add the Kirklands.
Oh, well, no.
We'll talk about that
because we want it to be open to anything that's inside that big old warehouse.
So if you haven't heard of Costco, but if you've heard of Sam's Club, it's the same thing.
Ooh, membership, but
they're grocery store, but just a whole different company.
They're rivals. Honestly, though, grocery store feels limiting as to what to call it.
That's true. That is true. It's more of a wholesale warehouse.
It is anything you could probably ever need. Mm-hmm. And before we get into snacks, which, you know, we're here at the snack show.
Yes.
I just want to give a quick flyover to some other random things that I think is funny you can buy in a Costco.
Okay, let's hear it.
One, literally last night, I saw a guy post that there is a gold bar for sale, like a chunk of gold that you can buy on Costco.
Right.
So a gold bar.
Yep.
In case you missed the gold rush.
Just needed it.
Yep.
How much is it worth?
I have no idea. Okay. I just saw it and I thought, this is the Lord giving me
a paperweight for your office.
I think it was actual gold. So
really?
You bury it in your backyard and you've got your savings set in case things
wow.
get wild.
Okay, great.
I think I'll find more.
Okay,
other things. Vacations. You can buy full vacations from Costco.
Sure.
Number three, gasoline.
Right.
I have to. Yep. I need to do an actual study with multiple people why you wait so long for that amount of discount. Mm-hmm. Because what I know to be true, I live in what's called a developing neighborhood, and the gas station at my house is the same price as Costco.
Sure. What now? Clarify: is it a gas station at a Costco, or is it literally gallons of gas you can buy?
It's gas. It's Costco gas stations. You can only use it if you have your Costco card.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of like outside of Kroger or Safeway or. I think those ones I can think of that have gas. And if you use your loyalty card, you get a discount. This Costco,
nice.
You can only get the gas there if you have a Costco card.
Sure.
Also, it's a clothing store.
Yeah, it is. Okay, you know what
Vuori.
Vuori!
I saw
Y'all,
it.
Attention. Vuori, the nice fancy athleisure store, sells it at Costco. This is true. This is true.
Also,
true.
What does that do for your branding if you're kind of a nicer high-end and then you're sold at...
You know what? I bet you they found out that Costco is bringing up a new generation of big fans, and they're like, we got to get in before it's too late. That's what I'm thinking. Have you seen those Kirkland sliders? People love those things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you know like those old school Adidas like sliders for your feet?
I've never heard them called a slider. I've heard them called a slide.
Oh, slides. Slide? Whatever they are.
They might be called sliders in Michigan. We actually called them, I call them shower shoes.
Yeah, so think shower shoes, and they're literally just black, and they say the Kirkland's, you know, brand.
Man, Gen Z has really brought back that Kirkland mm-hmm. brand and or like Champion or just mm-hmm. really basic brands.
Yep, yep. They're
things
available.
That you would have made fun of, we would have made fun of our dad for wearing when we were kids is now really popular with the kids.
Did you mention that it's also a bookstore?
Literally, next on my list, books.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let me
get And it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
It really is. My stepdad
like a
and his buddies
concession stand.
Yeah, my stepdad worked for the phone company for a long time, and mm-hmm. he and the guys that he worked with, they would meet at Costco and have their lunch there almost every day. Mm-hmm. So
pizza, check.
Hot dog,
check.
Ice cream with fruit in it,
check.
So I don't know what else
what
you
else
need
you
for
need?
A balanced
Pretzel.
Meal.
Check.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you some history.
Okay.
Thanks to our friends at Costco.com. The company's first location opened up in what year?
1974.
Close! 1976.
Oh my gosh, I totally just made that all the way up. I had nothing to go off
that
of.
That was a great guess.
Yes.
But before it was called Costco, it was called Price Club.
Oh, I do remember that.
It was
name.
Opened up in San Diego, California, and they converted an airplane hangar into the Price Club.
Interesting.
How cool is that?
I'm wondering, Price Club sounds familiar, and I wonder if that was a thing in Southern California when I was little.
Maybe.
In the 80s.
It only did serve small businesses when it first opened versus the general public who could do a membership. But obviously the business grew with that house. With that, the warehouse club industry started to, you know, become a thing. In 1983, Costco opened its first location in Seattle.
Okay.
Costco became the first company ever to grow from zero to 3 billion sales in less than 6 years.
3 billion with
yes.
a B as in
yes.
boy.
Yes.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
In the 80s, too.
I know. So in 1993, Price Club and Costco merged to become one company. It actually, at first, was Price Costco. See how they did that?
Yeah.
But then in 1997, it became strictly just Costco.
I think Costco Club would have been more fun.
I know, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of history of Costco.
Because it is kind of a club. Mm-hmm. You've got to be a member to get in.
It's true. It's very true. If you don't have that card that matches the credit card name, you out, girl. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's they run a tough business there.
It is. It is. Okay, let's dive into snacks.
Okay, I do feel like in the spirit of honesty, I need to confess I have been in a Costco. I can count on my hands the number of times I've been
so
in my
five
whole
or
life.
Less.
My hands, plural.
Oh, 10 or less.
10. I'm holding up two fingers.
Got it.
So a lot of this is, yeah.
You said I'm holding up two fingers.
I said I'm holding up my fingers.
Oh. What? She's gone 10 times.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone who only has two fingers, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to clarify as I'm talking about it. My experience is limited, but I did do some market research and mm-hmm. ask some friends that are Costco aficionados.
Let's do it.
Okay. You start.
Okay. One of my favorites that I've tried and I loved it. Soft and chewy granola bars. This is Kirkland specific brand. So remember, Kirkland Signature is a private label product that Costco came up with in 1995. And one of their food brands is soft and chewy granola bars. Very, very good.
Love that.
I'm just a big fan of granola bars in general, but I like that theirs are soft and chewy.
Okay. Before we just get into regular items, you yep. talked about Kirkland and yep. how it is. It's sort of a white labeled, like mm-hmm. businesses will sell their item and then they sell a certain amount to Costco and Costco just changes the label to
yes.
Kirkland. So it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I found 8 major companies that do this with Costco.
Okay. Tell us.
First of all, Starbucks.
Love it.
Second of all, Keurig. Third of all, Ocean Spray.
Fourth,
Huggies. 5, Duracell.
Uh-huh.
6, Jelly Belly.
Okay.
7, Reynolds Wrap. And 8, Diamond Pet Food. I know the least about Diamond Pet Food.
I love it. So you're saying if I go get a bag of Kirtland Signature jelly beans, I'm really eating probably Jelly Belly.
You're 100% eating Jelly Belly. Or if you go buy Kirkland batteries, you're getting Duracells.
But they're
just
they're
labeled
cheaper,
Kirkland.
And they're
yes.
a little cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I love that.
That business
that is
model
great
is wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Same.
It's just a volume number. It's got to be for these companies why they would let them. I mean, their wholesale price. So I guess Costco can sell it for less. But I would love to sit down with some finance mm-hmm. people there and learn more about that. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I read all about that on Yahoo Finance.
Ooh, shout she's out. A smart gal.
Shout out to Yahoo.
Love it. Okay. Back to the snacks.
Okay. I don't know if this is Kirkland or not, but the okay. minute you say Costco, I've talked about this before on the pod, you mm-hmm. say Costco, I say muffin. Costco, muffin. Costco,
muffin.
Specifically, chocolate chip or blueberry.
Mm. Now, what kind of muffins are we working with?
Okay, so Costco, you buy them like there's probably 16 of them, and they're all shrink wrapped together, and they're massive. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the size of maybe 3 regular size muffins. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They come in variety packs, I think. They may come in all one flavor, but if I remember right, it was like chocolate chip, blueberry, mixed berry, and like oatmeal or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But who's listening after you say chocolate chip? This is the real question. That's when
fair.
You're a kid.
That's right.
And again, I didn't grow up in a Costco household. And so my neighbor's dad would always go to Costco. I think it was Thursdays or Fridays after work, and would bring us back a chocolate chip muffin, and we would split it in the yard.
Mm, that's so nice.
I know.
What a nice memory.
I know.
And that you were sharing.
I know.
Wow. Look
at both of our names were Jamie, too. So mm,
nice. Okay, next on my list, I'm still riding that Kirkland Signature train.
Yep.
They do a variety snack pack. Have you heard of this?
I have.
So let me tell you what's in this variety snack pack. It's essentially all the Kirkland Signature snacks that they offer just in one box. 51 counts, y'all. So this is bags of dried blueberry. We got peanuts. We got cashews. We got trail mix. We got almonds. We got a soft and chewy bar. And I think maybe some jerky's in there.
Love
but it's
that.
Like this big red box of snack box goodness.
Foul, since we are both single individuals and not part of families, how long do you think it would take you to get through one of those?
51. Let me see. One bag per meal? 3 times 7 is 21.
Oh my gosh, you're doing a one of those per meal?
2.5 weeks.
Which one of those are you going through for breakfast?
The nuts, protein in the morning.
Oh, your
or
favorite.
Maybe the dry blueberries.
Okay.
I love blueberries.
Okay. Yeah. That is some of my question when I go to Costco. Like, how long is, one, do I have space to store this in my condo? And two, how long will it take me to get through?
Fair.
Okay. One thing that kept popping up over and over and over is Kirkland's bacon.
Great.
Apparently it is delicious.
Okay. I also wonder, because Kirkland Signature does a bag of bacon bits.
I wonder if it's just their dried bacon.
The children from the bacon strips?
Maybe. Could
just
be.
Just an idea. Kirkland bacon. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frozen, fresh? What are
it's,
we working with?
It's just refrigerated, okay. Like so fresh.
We love that. We love that. Okay, next on my list. I really appreciate this. Turkey jerky.
Oh.
You don't find a lot of turkey jerky. Tons of beef jerky. But if you're looking for a little leaner meat, turkey jerky, Kirkland Signature, find it at Costco in a bag.
Okay, I love turkey jerky, and there's only one brand that I can usually find at, like, Kroger.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of expensive, so maybe Costco's going to change my life.
Yeah, Costco's the way to go.
Okay, I also learned that they have organic brown eggs that are Kirkland brand.
Oh.
I also learned, I was today years old, there's no difference between white and brown eggs on the inside.
What's the difference? Or what makes the color?
I don't know. They just said there's nothing different on the inside, as I read about eggs.
Well,
and I
like
thought,
them.
Well, that's really upsetting. People have been telling me that those brown ones are better for me.
Well, it's kind of like brown rice and white rice, it feels like brown's healthier than white.
Yeah, I would tell you brown rice was healthier, is it not?
It is.
Oh.
That's why I think people may think eggs are
healthier. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next on my list, you know I love a protein bar.
You do.
They have a chocolate brownie protein bar.
Kirkland does?
Kirkland Signature does.
And it's delish?
And it's delish. They have another one, but it has nuts in it, and I don't like to mix my chocolate and nuts, but this one's just the chocolate brownie. Delicious.
Okay.
Delicious. And it's protein. It's got to be good for you, right?
Yeah. We've done a whole episode on this before, and everyone knows how I feel about it, but I do think it's worth saying, as people who participate in this participate at a very high level, sparkling water.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so Kirkland sparkling water, if you drink a lot and you don't want to spend LaCroix pricing or Spindrift or whatever your brand of choice is, Kirkland has a whole line of sparkling water.
I love that. Do you have any flavors named there?
I didn't, but I can look some up.
Okay. I was just curious kind of their offerings, because in our sparkling episode, most of the brands had so many offerings. I wonder if Kirkland's does the same.
Pulling it up.
Okay.
We have...
Oh, I love the colors.
Lime. There's a variety pack that is lime, lemon, and grapefruit.
Great. Classic.
Yeah. That's all I'm seeing as far as flavors.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more.
Simple. Next on my list, I already mentioned them, but dried blueberries.
Oh.
Just in the bag. Just pop them in. Get your blueberries. good for your dog and for you. Did you know this, that blueberries are good for your dog?
I didn't.
Really good for their joints. So if you need a snack that's pet friendly, pick up some dried blueberries from Kirkland's.
Does Teddy like dried blueberries as much as he likes regular?
He's never actually had a dried one. Oh. We just feed him
freshies,
and he loves them. Okay. Although he can kind of be picky. The sour ones aren't his favorite, which I totally agree. He must take after his mother. I don't love sour blueberries, but the sweet ones, ooh, love them. Love them so
great.
Much. He does have to sit and put his paw up if he wants a blueberry, you know.
Oh, he has to work for
his blues.
God, man, tough house. Okay, another thing that they white label, booze and wine.
Okay, sorry.
Booze, B-O-O-Z-E.
I pictured a ghost, to
alcohol.
Be honest.
Okay. Got it. Okay, booze, so things that they have that have given high marks, Kirkland Signature Canadian Whiskey.
Oh.
Some speculate it's bottled by Crown Royal.
Okay.
There is Single Malt Scotch.
Okay.
Bottled by Alexander Murray. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Small Batch Bourbon, which is from George Dickel's Distillery.
Ooh.
And Pre-Bottled Margarita. And it says it's possibly from the maker of Uno Mas Margarita.
Okay. Love that.
So if you are throwing an adult birthday party, mm-hmm. Costco's a great stop.
What was the one called that was bottled by George Dickel?
Small Batch Bourbon.
Small Batch. I love George because it's local. So I just want to make sure I really got that name.
Yeah. And then they also have a bunch of wines too.
Of course.
So
when I think of Kirkland's wine, I kind of think Trader Joe's wine. Like same echelon, cheaper, maybe not the best quality, but still very good.
I do know some of the Kirkland wine comes from Washington State. That's all I know.
Ooh, your hometown.
Yeah. My home state.
Your home state.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, I haven't drank it to know, but I feel like it would be nicer than two-buck chuck, as we used to call it.
Sure.
Even though it's no longer $2.
Yeah, I know. Inflation.
Sad.
Okay, next on my list, Kirkland's Creamy Almond Butter. I really, really respect a good almond butter, and Kirkland's does it right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As a peanut butter lover, I feel surprised that you are saying that.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, you know what, Fal, let's try to just inch a little closer to the health side, and almond butter tends to be a little more healthy than peanut, but yeah, try it.
Okay.
It's creamy.
I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I also learned they have organic tortilla chips, Kirkland brand.
Okay.
And love a tortilla chip, so I'm down to try.
Love that.
Yeah.
And I just got to say that alongside your tortilla chips, I'm just going to mention they have organic quinoa.
Oh.
Which quinoa is already a superfood in and of itself, but you add the little name organic, and I don't know where they're getting this, but it's got to be good for you.
Yeah. I'm just always so curious what makes something like quinoa organic.
I would have to really think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. If that was a pop quiz, would have failed.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
But I always like to learn. So if anyone's got some intel on that.
Sure. You got anything else?
Okay. I have a couple other snacks that a friend told me about that are not Kirkland, but that what she gets. I said, tell me what is your go-to Costco snacks? And
okay,
she said, a large tub of grapes lasts her a whole week. A large thing of avocados, which who doesn't go through avocados quickly? Mm-hmm. And frozen acai.
I've seen the frozen acai, and it's amazing.
To make acai bowls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I buy acai bowls, but it has never occurred to me to make one at my own home.
Mm-hmm. I have seen the packs, and they look delicious.
So, yep. And then, you know, like meats, like chicken and stuff that you can freeze and then, you know, continue to use.
Little shout out to Haji. His favorite thing he goes to Costco for, he'll literally take a trip just to get this, is their frozen broccoli. He says it's the best broccoli he's ever had in his entire life. But it's got to be the frozen.
What brand do we know?
It's Kirkland's.
Oh, it's Kirkland brand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Best broccoli out there, he says.
We'll drive all the way to a Costco for broccoli.
100%. He'll go for 2 huge bags and leave, and that's all he gets.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it here first.
Yep. It's true. Okay, that's all I had on my list. Anything else you want to share?
No.
Okay. Hey.
I did find some more about the gold bar.
Okay. I got it. Yes. This is where we need to end.
It is under, on Costco.com, it is under sports and fitness and sports memorabilia and collectibles.
Sure.
And these are a lot of words I don't know how to say, ma'am.
Okay.
1 ounce gold bar and then in all caps, P-A-M-P, which I think is...
P-A-M-P, folks.
P-A-M-P. Products, antiquities, something, something that are Latin words. And then it says, Suis Lady Fortuna... Verscan.
Wow, she's so international.
It's a 1 ounce fine gold minted bar with proof-like finish, Swiss made, carbon neutral, some other Latin words.
Sure.
And you have to sign in to see the price. And so I don't have a Costco account.
Dang.
So if
you're not a member, they don't even want you to look at their stuff.
Yeah. So I can't see how much this costs or how much tires cost there. Because I did look into that to see if I could use my friend's Costco card to buy tires.
Sure. There is a fancy little design on this gold bar. It's not just a plain gold bar.
Yeah.
It's like a woman or something, right?
Yeah, I think that's Lady Fortuna Verascon.
Uh-huh. There she is. Oh my gosh,
She's got like a cornucopia in her hair and some hands with some coins in it.
I'm really curious how much that is.
Just Costco. You know there was that book where the lady had a baby in the Walmart. If I was going to have a baby in a store, I'd pick Costco.
Same.
Because I could have the baby. There would probably be some sort of medical supplies on site.
Sure. And definitely I could live
there.
Products.
And I could live there for just forever.
Yeah, you could get one of those river floaties that they always have, or like the inflatable somethings they always create. And you could just make yourself at home there.
I really could. I'd get some athleisure, some snacks, some books.
I love it.
Good to go.
I love it. Okay, Jamie, what is your... Oh, sorry, I was just going to jump right in. But we need a little more dance action before that.
Fallon.
Snack of the week.
Fallon's got big arms today.
It's just you and I today, James.
Okay.
We're not talking anyone else. Okay. But you and I.
Well, I'm sad and I'm also, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. We are talking snack of the week, Jamie. What is your snack of the week?
Okay. We've talked about this before. Our friend here in town, Curated by Confetti, she has a new snack, dried candy.
Yes.
And she brought some to the office.
She did.
And I might have eaten one of the whole bags, and I don't know if Fal even got to try any of it.
Which one did you eat that I didn't have?
Lemon heads.
Oh, I actually passed on those when you passed the bag around because they're a little too in my jaw.
So it is like lemon heads, Skittles, sour Skittles, Laffy Taffy, and Sweet Tarts, I think are the five that she gave us to try. And if you have seen like astronaut food, that's what it is. Like,
yes. Yes.
Like for the Skittles, it looks like it's kind of exploded and then it's still kind of crunchy, but it's not chewy anymore.
Right. It's very crunchy.
But it's such a weird, like the lemon heads weren't as sour as lemon heads are.
Mm.
And I was in a meeting the other day and I looked down and I was like, whoops.
Sorry.
So Allie always treats us right. She has the best snacks in town. If you have a party, go to her. Mm-hmm. She's got like little cute skewers and she'll like color coat them to whatever your party theme is. Adorable.com. Mm-hmm. But anyways, freeze dried candy is my snack of the week.
Now, I'm curious if you know, is it just put into, what's it called?
I have zero follow up on how it's made. If it's good for me, do astronauts actually eat it? Because that's what I associate with freeze dried foods.
Sure.
I know none of the other answers.
Questions we will ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just questions for heaven.
Yep. Questions for the Lord. Okay. My snack of the week is from our pal at Trader Joe's. Surprise supplies. And this fall, you are going to update your cabinet to match the season when you buy my snack of the week, the fall leaf corn tortilla chips.
Oh, like they're shaped like a leaf?
Literally. I'm going to show you a picture so you can see.
Okay.
Look at literally leaves.
Oh, wow.
Of all different kinds of trees. We got a maple leaf in here. We got an oak. We got a birch. I just made up most of those names, but I think they're all in there.
They're all real trees. You didn't make up the trees. You just made up the shapes.
Yeah.
This feels like...
And they're colored differently.
You've made cookies and you've got your cookie cutter and you're like, what else could we do with this?
Right.
Put it on tortillas and then bake those things.
It's really nice too because some of the leaves are shaped like scoops. So, you know, if you're doing a salsa, it's use that leaf.
I love
other
a scoop
ones
chip.
Have like a little jagger. So that would be more for like maybe a dip, you know?
Or if you got to like avocado. Cut the cheese.
Yeah, if you need to cut some cheese. Yep. So honestly, they're a utensil and a snack in my opinion. So try them out. Fall leaf corn tortilla chips. Run to your Trader Joe's. They are a limited item. They won't be around forever.
Shocking no one, Fallon did savory, I did sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we'll wrap up.
That is how we'll wrap up. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to see you next week.
And tell us all of your favorite snacks from Costco because it's a warehouse. We could go for 4 hours and probably not list everything that was there.
Okay, folks, we love you. We'll see you next week.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.